Welcome to the Real Momentum Podcast with Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs. This is a program that encourages and challenges men through biblical discussions on manhood, interviews with key leaders, and powerful messages from a variety of different speakers. Everything that the Real Momentum Podcast does is focused on one mission: helping men win. Let's see what Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs has for us today on The Real Momentum.
And that's the whole reason why the scriptures over and over encourage us to holiness and purity. I think it was Adrian Rogers that once said, no man naturally drifts towards holiness. Yeah. It's a fight. And so in 1 Thessalonians 4:3, when he talks about abstaining from all forms of sexual morality, which, by the way, there's so many men who struggle with, what is God's will for my life? Well, all I can tell you that God's will for your life is holiness and purity. Why? Because the word says it. You don't have to guess. But what does it say? This is the will of God for your sanctification, for your holiness, that the Lord wants to make you more and more like Jesus. It's not that he's mean and withholding. These are the sex within the marriage and the confines of the context of marriage is God's good gift to us. And it is to be enjoyed and practiced the way that God has designed it and created it to be. So I think it's encouraging that even though men have carried around baggage, you're talking about carrying a suitcase in the marriage, Keith, that you needed to unpack, that we're not out sending the cross. The cross tells me I messed up and I need Jesus and I need other men. So the Bible tells me to comfort one another with the same words of comfort I receive. It tells me to restore another brother with gentleness and meekness, considering myself lest I be tempted. I love James 5. It says that if anyone is caught in any sin, you are to restore him and to save his soul from death and cover a multitude of sins.
Yeah.
And so if any listeners going down that path, the Lord is faithful to restore you and cover you from those multitude of sins. So Proverbs tells us again in Proverbs 5, 6, and 8, that ponder her path of life. Her ways are unstable. He's not pulling any punches here. He's telling you the dangerousness of this. You do not know them. Therefore, hear me now, my children. Do not depart from the words of my mouth. Remove your way far from her and do not go near the door of her house. So I think you said it, Keith. If you want some words of wisdom for the Lord's faithfulness, stay awake and stay away.
Amen. Yeah, I think, you know, as we finish this, man, all you were doing was just quoting scripture. Mm. And that's what we have. That's our weapon. And I think so many times we're, you know, I was hearing you communicate scripture, and I was thinking, man, that's me too. But we have this me too movement that is taking a demonic route, that there's no real help for the man that's fallen sexually. We kind of put him to the side. We don't restore him gently, you know. And so I think, you know, there's already going to be discipline because we've sinned against the holy God, and he's going to correct and bring us up to the place of righteousness and reconciliation with him. He does that. But, I just want to say, as we kind of close this, that we want to get to a place of, you know, what can we do? How can we keep life? You know, how can we see the Lord's faithfulness? I just want to give you just a couple of these things, and maybe we can hit these as one or two statements and before we close this out. But I think what we can do is start the conversation. You know, obviously a podcast is something we can do. We can discuss this and create a safe place, but a truth-filled environment where men can open up and get honest about this. The other thing would be, I think you just did this clearly for us, is to preach the word boldly and clearly, call sin what it is, and then offer hope with the gospel. That's what we have. It's what we need. Some other things we can do is equip men with real tools. I mean, there's several things out there that we can get connected to, but you know, as much as I think those tools and for our the phones that we have and those kind of things are really good, but I think Justin hit it a while ago, is our purity and our relationship with God is the greatest tool I've got. You know, I think all these things that we can put on our phones and to protect us are great, but man, what if something happens and that malfunctions and it doesn't work right? Do I have a close enough relationship with God that's crying out for purity with him that helps me? Another thing, I'll give you two more. One is model transparency, to be open and transparent, to set the stage of what that looks like in our humility and the healing we've all experienced if we've ever gone through healing in this area. And then I think probably the last thing would be, and I just want to speak to that invitation to go speak on sexual immorality and never given the chance, because I was going to use the scriptures. But man, I think we need to raise the standard. Biblical teaching and biblical masculinity calls us to be holy men of God, not passive men of God. And it calls us to answer that call with being awake and being aware. So maybe you guys can maybe add some more to that. But I think there's this Lord who loves us, who cares about us, and he's faithful. He wants us to get us involved. There's just a few things we can do in the journey.
I preached on John 11 Sunday, and I'll just share this as I close on the raising of Lazarus. And Jesus made sure that Lazarus was good and dead, not just somewhat dead, but good and dead. And the Jews didn't embalm, so decay and decomposition would have already set in. Not just 2 days, where some Jews had this belief that the spirit would hover over the body. There were some they could be made alive, but good and dead. And I just told the church, and I'll tell the men and anybody else that's listening, like there's no amount of death and decay. As long as you're breathing, the Lord can't redeem. And the Lord can't make alive again. If Lazarus wasn't too far gone, we're not too far gone. Yeah. And so, yeah, there's some repentance, some confession, some bringing out of the dark, but the Lord's able to forgive us of all unrighteousness. And we share these things because our goal, our desire is that when men win, everyone around them wins. When families and church thrive, when men win in holiness, our children are following those suits. I just read in Exodus 34 when God makes new tablets for Moses because he broke the first ones because he's mad at the men melting down gold too. And that's another confusing story for another day. But God told the men 3 days a year, leave your families and go and meet with me. I was like, okay, there's nothing wrong with that. But the next verse says, he said, I will protect your lands and your families while you're gone. Because the thought would be, I can't leave my wife and children because enemies will come and attack. And I think what the Lord is saying, men, if you just take care of your holiness and your relationship with me, I'm going to provide for your family.
Yeah.
I'm going to protect them. I'm going to take care of them. Because when men win in this area, their families win as well. And so, I got to guard this. I got to protect this. And I will say, Keith, as you talk about some more of these resources on how to get men connected, I can tell you this, man, these Anvil nights and these What's at Stake nights and men's conferences that Real Momentum hosts, those are really safe places to struggle and really safe places to get clean and to connect with other men to help encourage you in your walk with the Lord. So I know you probably want to share a few more things about that, Keith.
Yeah, I would just say you're not by yourself, man. When you look at, if you hold two fingers together, you know, if you got your hand looking at it, there's about that much difference between you and I and the listener that's on the podcast today. So I think, you know, we're in the same journey. We're in the same run. Manhood's a global issue. The lack of biblical manhood across the world is a global issue. You can talk manhood to anybody in any language. There's the sexual desires. There's the, obviously, you know, relationship with a father and even a mother, relationship with, you know, with a married, if you're married or one day will be married, your son. So there's connections there. But I would say, I think the resources we want to provide for this podcast is, at least this podcast would be to make that Beneath the Surface excerpt that we pulled out of there about the story of the man who had fallen. I think we want to make this something you can go back and read. We'll put that on the podcast notes. And then I think it's worth, you know, playing the message and making the message available that they can actually access. So we'll make sure that's available that you can get, because the more I talk about this, the more I find out we need to talk about this. We need to help men win in this area. And no longer should we wait on somebody else to have the conversation. We're men of God. We know the word of God. Let's help some men win in this area and encourage them to win and to fight and to get their game plan. There's some things I've even shared about my own kids and trying to protect them. But it's, hey, daddy can do only so much, and they've got to own it themselves. And, you know, they got to want it themselves. So hopefully they can connect with Jesus and win that battle. But I love you guys. Thank you for just your input, your influence, Pastor Mike and Justin.
Thank you.
You guys encourage me. Thanks for being in my inner circle. Thanks for being in my foxhole. And we got a long way to go still. You know, there's still a lot of, you know, in some ways there's just one day to live, but in a lot of ways there's a lot of life out in front of us. And I pray that we are able to sit in those rocking chairs and look back over life and say, God,
amen.
You have been faithful. You have helped us. And, you know, while we're at it, let's go get some more men and help them be all they can be. And maybe they'll go get some more men and do the same thing.
Amen. Amen. Live with the end in mind and eternity in mind, men. Love you, men of God. Enjoyed it today.
If you've been enjoying the spiritual insights, stories, and practical strategies we share here on Real Momentum, the absolute best way you can support the show is by taking just 60 seconds right now to do two things. First, hit that subscribe or follow button. Subscribing ensures you never miss an episode of inspiration and that every new discussion is waiting for you the moment it drops. Second, please leave us a quick rating and review. Those 5-star ratings and your honest reviews are fuel for our show. They help other leaders like you find our ministry and keep the momentum building. But wait, there's one more thing. We don't just want to talk to you. We want to connect with you. We want to hear about your real momentum moments. You can find all of the show notes, resource links, and transcripts for this episode at realmomentum.men/rmpodcast. And please, join the conversation. Connect with us directly on all the social media platforms by searching for Real Momentum. Send us a DM or tag us with your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Thank you for being a part of the movement to reach and lead men to follow Christ.
You've been listening to Real Momentum, a co-production between Real Momentum and TIL Radio Network.